On September 29th, St. Michael's Day, Christ's bride heard terrifying news, not for the first time, but yet again. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. That chilling warning was the beginning of a season in the church's year of grace called Michaeltide, a time when the saints prepare for war. They sing words like, "Let us put God's armor on with all true Christians running our heavenly race and shunning the devil's wiles and cunning. And Lord, you can help when earthly armor fails us. Lord, you can save when deadly sin assails us." And they plead for help as they pray, "Give peace in our hearts where sinful thoughts are raging. Give peace in your church, our troubled souls assuaging. Give peace when the world its endless war is waging. Peace in your heaven." In these end time days, the saints look at what it means to be the church militant. And why should the bride be militant? Because every one of her members is under attack constantly. Is it not true? You know that it is. Melanchthon said it well in his hymn, "The ancient dragon is their foe. His envy and his wrath they know. It always is his aim and pride thy Christian people to divide. As he of old deceived the world and into sin and death has hurled, so now he subtly lies in wait to ruin school and church and state." Well, the saints know all too well what it is like living as Satan's prey and as his desired prize. And his ruthless attempts are no less if you are a pastor, a student of theology, a deaconess, or a professor. In fact, your war will surely be more intense. For that is the reality of life as the faithful saints. We are sinners, and we are saints at the same time, with Satan still having his chance at us, but with God having the first word and the last word. It's not the easiest way to live, but it's God's plan, so it is good. We also heard on St. Michael's Day and in the days since that God's loving care will sustain his saints through his gifts of grace in this tribulation and bring them safely home to him. St. Paul says, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us." All Saints' Day gives us a sorely needed glimpse into our future and the unbelievable glory waiting for us as the saints triumphant, and the contrast between the warring and the sublime peace could not be greater. What is it that we see on this day? We see a countless host of saints from every nation at rest and at peace, free from all that sought to crush them while they were here on earth. Free even from bodily needs like hunger and thirst. We see a multitude clothed in white robes, the color for purity and righteousness, robes made dazzlingly white for them by blood, the shed blood of the Lamb. And they are carrying palm branches in their hands, for they are celebrating their promised deliverance. And they are shouting a full-throated, resounding, magnificent hymn. All the salvation is with our God, who sits on the throne and with the Lamb. They are confessing in this singing what they have been given and who is the giver. It is the hymn of the redeemed. And then the angels join as they behold this manifestation of God's boundless grace with words, Amen. All the blessing and the glory and the wisdom and the thanksgiving and the honor and the power and the strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And then an elder asks John, these who are clothed in white robes, who are they? And whence have they come? And then the elder answers his own question as he teaches, with words that could not possibly have more meaning and beauty for each of us. For in these words, we hear what one day we will see with our own eyes. He said, these are those who are coming out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. On account of this, they are in the presence of the throne of God, and they worship him day and night in his temple. And the one sitting on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never again hunger, never again thirst. Neither shall the sun smite them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. And he will lead them to fountains of the waters of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. You have just heard the All Saints' Day vision of comfort. For your days ahead, whatever those days may bring. They are words that cannot help but fill the blessed saints on earth with joy, with thanksgiving, confidence, and longing. What does this vision mean for you sitting there today? You were baptized into Christ. You are his dear child, who kneels often to be filled with him in the Holy Supper that links you to the saints in heaven even now. You already sit at a feast where you taste and see, where you are in his presence, where you join the heavenly choir with all the company of heaven. Never are you closer to your sainted loved ones and to your glorious future than in Holy Communion. And even though what rages within is the farthest thing from dazzling white, your robe, your white robe, has already been purchased, and it is waiting for you. In a time and a place where tears will be history. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.